The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. Peace of mind as standard. Quality guaranteed. Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
By the way, a minor correction on our emerging music and musicians competition we are running jointly with the Saturday Night Show. Yesterday I asked you to send your music to john@rte.ie. I should have said send it to jmsmusic@rte.ie. That's jmsmusic@rte.ie. And please read our website, that's rte.ie/John Murray, for full competition details before entering. It'll tell you what sort of sound file you can send to us. And remember, don't be put off if you've entered previous music competitions on the show. This is a new project with a new prize. So get that music in now. And the deadline for entries is Friday, May the 2nd. Yesterday, I spoke to Siobhan McKillen and Deirdre O'Donovan, two of our Operation Transformation leaders in 2014. Today, I'm going to talk to two more. First of all, I'm going to say hello to Mark Gibbs. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
How's life treating you?
Good, very good.
Good, good. Jennifer Bonus in Cork, good morning.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And you're keeping well, Jennifer?
I'm keeping very well, thanks a million.
And I believe you're just back from quite a nice holiday.
Yes, I was in Lanzarote, sun myself for the week, so it was great.
Great.
Absolutely.
Stuff. Great, great. And how is young Tara, your daughter?
Sure, Tara. Tara's flying. Tara's better than myself. She absolutely, you know, it did her the world of good. She's like a new person more so than me, I think, sometimes. But she just enjoyed the whole thing, and it was great for us to get away now on holidays, and actually enjoy it, do you know?
I know. And a question I was asking Deirdre and Siobhan yesterday, when those TV cameras left and the hullabaloo of the fashion show, which ended the series, mm-hmm. was over, how did you feel in the weeks ahead of that?
Do you know what? For me, I was really okay with it because I think I was definitely in a better place than what I was before they came. Do you know what I mean? So when they left, it was time for me to kind of be, you know, to have it to myself and realize, you know, I can do it by myself. I don't need anyone watching me constantly. So yeah, I was okay with it and I thought it was, you know, I was happy to continue on by myself, but I got into something straight away because if I left it go for a couple of weeks, I wouldn't have, you know, I might have slipped I just kind of kept it.
So Jennifer, you set yourself a target.
I did. I set myself a couple of targets. I don't know, am I mad or what? I set myself a target. I decided I was going to set up a relay team for the Cork City Marathon. For the IMNDA, and Deirdre is actually joining me on it, and a couple of others, and then also there's a cycle on the 19th of July. It's called Live Your Life Cycle, and it's for motion neurons disease, you know. Mm-hmm. And what it is you drive or you cycle from. I wish I could drive. You cycle from Ballincollig to Aholies, which is really far. It's around 140k. But you can do a half a cycle as well too, which is 57. Mm-hmm. But the only problem is I can't cycle. So my mission now is actually I have to learn to cycle before the 19th of July. The last bike I had 3 wheels.
You have never been on a bike?
Not since I was around 3 or 4. The last bike was stationary in my front room. So this should be fun, you know?
So you might be needing stabilizers for the first few lessons.
Or else somebody running alongside me, either side, you know, and kind of bringing me down.
And have you somebody...
I need something.
Have you a cycling coach set up?
Well, hopefully now. Ollie, who's actually running the whole thing, and he put so much work into it, he actually approached me about doing it. And I said, oh, yeah, for sure. And he said, you know, about cycling, won't be a bother to you. So now it's up to him now to get me cycling. That's what I said. So hopefully, he can Good. Manage it.
Well, look, if you've done Operation Transformation, I'm sure you can learn how to ride a bike.
Hopefully.
As well. Now, Jennifer, we're going to hear the attention bed now because we want you to tell us what weight you were at the outset of Operation Transformation mm-hmm. 2014, what weight you were at the end of the TV series, and what weight you are now.
All
the numbers. Okay, so Jennifer Bonus, tell us what weight you were when you began.
When I began, I was 12.9 and a half.
I see. And what weight were you at the end of the TV series?
11.3.
I see. And what weight are you now?
10.8.
10.8, that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So great stuff, that's great, Jennifer.
But I'd like to say I think I've toned up a bit as well too, so I've been, in the gym lifting weights and all this. So I think, like, you know, it's definitely changed, you know, the way I look at exercise now and stuff. Like, I hated all that stuff, and now I've actually begun to like it. So.
And you're just happier all around, Jennifer, because I'm thinking back to November and the Circle of Truth back in what was the name of the place? Santry, the sports centre in Santry. Yeah. And, you know, you had a lot in your mind with your poor husband Noel dying and all of the grief of that. Are you transformed, in other words?
It's definitely changed me as a person. Like, I mean, it's made, I'm happier, you know, and I'd, for me to get to the stage where I'd say I'm looking forward to the rest of my life, I am now, you know, and seeing Tara happy has, like, made me happier. But I think she's happier because I'm happier, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
So, you know, it was a new beginning for us. When the show ended and everything, I was like, right, I'm not going back to the way we were. This is our chance, like, together to kind of, you know, have a new life together, like. And that's exactly what it was about. And definitely, I feel I'm happier. I think I sound even happier, you know.
Well, you do. You do.
Yeah, I'm not going to start crying now, John.
Yes, don't.
Siobhan used to kill me because she used to say, oh, here she goes, she's going to cry again.
Here's your woman with the tears.
Yeah. But no, I just feel revitalized, for want of a better word. Like,
well,
you know.
Well, that's great. Stay on the line there, Jennifer, because your colleague leader, Mark, as I said, is on the other line. Mark. Good morning, John. Good morning, Jennifer.
Morning, Mark.
Did I hear that you have a mini crisis there this morning, or what's the story?
I have, John. I have, yeah.
What's that?
I'm just about to start. All the ladies are starting to arrive now in the Unislim class.
I see.
And I'm just having a little bit of a problem with the graphics on my computer.
Oh, no. And tell us about becoming a Unislim leader.
Absolutely fantastic, John. You know, I realised that when the show was over that I needed something to do to, you know, maintain my weight and to stop, you know, getting onto that roller coaster ride. So I was really attracted to Unislim because it's just a forever free program. I liked the idea of it. You know, I didn't, you know, like the idea of kind of being on a strict regime for life and counting calories or, you know, looking at, you know, everything that I had to eat. So I really was attracted to that idea of, listen, you know, you can eat and you can eat well and portion size. And, you know, you're free to choose the choices that you want to make in life. You just have to make good choices, John, you know.
And Mark, are you telling me then that you're the leader of a Unislim group?
Absolutely, yes.
And they're about...
this morning. Of 27 women coming to me, John. Surrounded by women all my life.
Hard old life. So, and how many days a week then do you have these Unislim classes?
Yeah, I'm in Clane on Wednesdays and I'm in Clondalkin on Thursdays.
I see. And you just bring them, put them through their paces, is it?
Put them through their paces. They come in, they get weighed in and give them a measure of motivational talk, talk about their food choices and talk about the programme.
I see. And do they listen to you, Mark?
Absolutely, they do listen. That's good. That they're good at listening, John. They do what they're told.
Great.
I'm getting great results here. The last 3 weeks since I set up, a lot of women have lost as much as 9 pounds, 11 pounds.
Terrific.
I have a half a dozen that's weighing in now. Is after losing over a half a stone. So absolutely fantastic. It's great.
That's great.
And it's obviously keeping me up late as well, John.
Well, it means that you have to lead by example.
Absolutely, yes. So I'm doing really well. I ran the half marathon there on Friday in the Venice Park for the Laurel Inn. I've done the Art of Malta 5K up here in Clane. I've done a couple of 10Ks. Like, so I'm really keeping busy. And I got a phone call there from a woman in Finglas that runs a big thing every year for cancer. And they walk from Holt back to Finglas.
Right.
And they want me to join in and to be part of their group. So,
right.
You know, anybody that rings me, John, I'm saying, yeah, listen, I'm up for it. I'm happy to support as much as I can possibly support, you know.
But
and
it's
keeping me going.
Yeah, but you really thought this. At the end of the TV series, you said to yourself, I have to do something. I can't just do it on my own. I need to be part of a group. I need to be leading by example. You knew that you had to take something up pretty quickly to ensure that you continued on the path to transforming your life, let's say.
Yeah, I knew that, John, because I'd been there before, and I've always said that from the start of the show, that... you know, I always had been on that roller coaster. I had the major weight loss before and I'd put it back on. So I knew that this time that something had to really change. And I mean, it did really change, John. I mean, the program was fantastic for me. You know, Carl and Aoife and Kira, you know, they were fantastic encouraging me all the time, you know, helped me to make those real changes. Dr. Eddie helped me to make those real changes in my mind, you know, so I knew that that was going to last.
Because there was a bit of, what's the word, you felt yourself that, you felt almost like a worthless, or you had this sense that you were always going to fail at things. That was the big problem with you.
That's right, John. Yeah, I did. You know, I mean, that was deep in my psyche, but I mean, that's far removed now. It's in the past. I don't believe that anymore, John.
That's great.
I've definitely changed as a person, and I'm more confident. I'm standing here in my slacks and my short, and I'm ready to rock and roll. I have my tables prepared, and I'm ready to give my talk. You know, I'll weigh the ladies in now in a few minutes when I'm off the phone, because they're sitting here anxiously waiting to be weighed.
I know.
And when they get weighed, then they we have a little motivational talk. This week I'm talking about about sugar.
And what are you telling them?
The consequences of too much sugar.
I see.
In your diet.
And that's the slide.
Then we'll have a cup of tea.
That's the slide you're trying to put up on your laptop, is it? The slide.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now Mark, we're going to find out exactly what weight you've lost. So let's get that tension bed going again. So Mark, at the outset with Operation Transformation, at the start of the series, you weighed
17.1.
17.1. At the end of the TV series, you weighed
14.10.
And you now weigh
13.10.
13.10. Another stone loss. Well done, Mark.
Another stone loss, yeah.
That's terrific. And I suppose, Jennifer, bringing you back in here, one of the things I know that you've been doing, you've been keeping in touch with each other, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I think we all got along so well, like, you know. It was hard not to keep in touch with each other and catch up, like, because we were such a huge part of each other's lives. Do you know what I mean? So that was great, like, just having all the girls and Mark and everyone at the end of the phone, like, if you ever needed them, like, do you know?
Yeah, and you took a trip to The Voice, I know.
Yeah, it was myself, Deirdre, Sarah and Siobhan, and it was brilliant. It was great last, like, just having, just, like, catching up with each other, like, because I see Deirdre all the time, like, you know, so friend for life there with Deirdre, like, but so it was amazing, like, and we all got a chance to get dressed up and meet Brezzy, you know, and who's really tall. I think I came to his hip or something, you know. I thought I needed a step ladder to stand next to him, but it was brilliant. It was a great night.
That's good. And as I say, it just sounds, listening to you this morning, Jennifer, that you're, as they say, in a good place, which sounds like a bit of a cliche.
Yeah, no, like, and I know that sounds weird, but, like, even being away for the holiday, like, I mean, I had to rewind to last Easter, and myself and Tara went away on holiday, and I was miserable, right? I'm not going to be, I'm going to be honest, like, it was absolutely miserable. I came home, and I thought I'll never go on holiday again, like, and we went this time, and we had such a laugh, so much so, like, Tara didn't want to leave. I, you know, I'm always happy to kind of, you know, I'd go along, like, but it was such a change, like, I can't explain it, like, it was just definitely, as you say, in a better place, like, and mentally, physically, and it goes to show, like, even the exercise and everything, instead of sitting down kind of, you know, oh, how am I going to get out of this, what am I going to do, you know, I've actually gone out and done something about it now, and it shows, like, you know, I'm happier, like, you know, and Tara's happier, and that's all you can ask for, really, because you can't buy happiness, like, you know.
And do you feel in some way that Noel is helping you?
Oh, without a doubt. And I think for me, the moment, like, and I'll never forget it, was when I did the 5K. I was, like, saying, this, it was always my dream to do it, like, for Noel, like, because he never thought, like, I could walk 5K, never mind run it. So, like, when I was running it and Tara ran with me and we crossed that line together, I knew he was there. Like, I just can never explain it. And last night when I was driving in the car, you know, it was funny, myself and Tara were in the car together, and a song, I always say to her, you know, like, if a song comes on that Dad used to, you know, sing to us or sing around the house, whatever, that's his way of letting you know he's there. I put on the radio last night and the Bob Dylan song that he used to love came on, and I remember saying, that's him, he's there, you know. So, like, he comes with us everywhere, like, you know. So
what was the song?
What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this?
I see. Okay. So when that came on.
And it was
on,
from an album he tried to get me to listen to over and over again, like, and I was like, oh God, here we go. Like, and I never heard it on the radio for such a long time, and I did last night, so that had to be a sign, like. And I said it to her. I said, that was your dad's song that he used to play to me, so, you know.
Great stuff. Well, Jennifer, as I said, you sound great. And
thanks a million.
Continued success with the weight loss and in enjoying a better life all round. Mark, I also believe you signed up for some modelling agency, did you?
I did, John. Morgan, the agency, signed me for modelling and casting.
Yeah.
Rebecca Morgan there, she's in business a long time. A lot of people know her in the modelling world. She's a fabulous woman. I had her in the taxi one day, and of course, in my fashion, I was I told Sally about it. I was chatting her up, charming her, and she said to me I was a very good-looking man. And I told her my son was a good-looking boy, and she said, well, if he's half as good-looking as his father, send him down to me. So my son went down, he signed her, and he's been getting work now for a good few years from Morgan, and very, very happy.
They haven't sought out your services yet, Mark, no?
Well, they have something in mind for me. There's a big blockbuster coming up soon, John. You know, I might be able to get you a part in it.
Oh, great, great. I'd be delighted. Well, it's great to catch up with you both, and it's great to hear that you're continuing with the weight loss and with the changes that happened during the TV series. So can I wish you both every success in the future, and good luck to you both, Jennifer and Mark. And sure, we'll talk soon, no doubt.
Thanks a million,
absolutely,
John.
John.
Take care of yourselves.
See you, Jennifer.
Bye, Mark.
Bye.
I'll see you. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks, John.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.